Classic Hits, 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. Now, you know our next guest from the Wingfield Cycle, or the Wingfield Series, which was recently performed in its entirety at Stratford Perth Museum. We're talking about the great Rod Beatty, and he joins us on the phone lines. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning.
Rod, it is an absolute pleasure to be chatting with you. You're going to be involved with the upcoming Stratford Kiwanis Festival of the Performing Arts in a number of ways. They have a very special benefit concert that is coming up called Family Treasures, Sunday, April 2nd at 7 p.m. at Avondale Church. Rod, what are you going to be doing at this upcoming concert?
Well, my wife, Pat, is the executive director of the Kiwanis Festival, and she has pointed out to me that you don't have to be a kid to be in the festival. You have to be an emerging artist, and you can be an emerging artist at any age, even old farts like myself.
So you are going to be doing something a little outside of your comfort zone, if you will.
I'm going to be doing something I haven't actually ever been paid for. I've never been paid not to sing. I don't think. But also I'm going to be accompanied by Pat, and Pat and I are approaching our first anniversary as a married couple, so I thought I should sing a love song. So I thought I would do Nessun Dorme. My brother, the director, strongly recommended against that. instead, I want to sing another song. But it's a love song, and I think it's one of the most beautiful love songs I know of.
Oh, beautiful. So we're going to look forward to that as part of just a wonderful evening. And so you'll be there with Pat. And this kind of demonstrates that, shall we say, professionals can take part in the Kiwanis Festival of the Performing Arts, as long as it's sort of outside their sort of paid professionalism, if you will.
That's right. And it proves that people can branch out and begin to be creative at any age.
Exactly. So again, it's Family Treasures, the 2023 benefit concert for Sunday, April 2nd at Avondale Church with the Stratford Kiwanis Festival of the Performing Arts. We'll pass along all the details. Again, a reminder, you can get tickets at KiwanisFestivalStratford.com. And Rod, you're also helping out with the silent auction, I understand.
That's true. I volunteered my services, if that's what they're called, as a celebrity chef. And they're going to auction me off as a cook for a lucky bunch of people. And I just say, by the way, also that the April 2nd concert can be attended live, but it also can be streamed virtually so that you can actually enjoy this, my singing from the comfort of your own home.
Oh, there you go. We've got Mark Cassius also performing. We've got James Westman there. It's going to be a great evening. But let's talk a little bit more about your silent auction, celebrity chef Rod Beatty. So you're customizing a sort of three-course menu, is that right?
That's right. I've done this as benefit for theaters in a number of places in the country. And it's a chance. I'm not a professional, obviously, but I have studied this, and I specialize in Tuscan cooking. But I'm prepared to be adaptable and do the sort of cuisine that the highest bidders want. And it includes the dinner, which will be at the home of Mrs. Chung, and it also includes a ride to and from the dinner, and I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, absolutely. We're all looking forward to it. Again, Stratford Kiwanis Festival of the Performing Arts Family Treasures 2023 benefit concert, not to be missed. You can enjoy it in person or virtually, and tickets are $35 for adults, $25 for those under 15. Again, KiwanisFestivalStratford.com. And Rod, you've kind of touched on it, the importance of the Stratford Kiwanis Festival of the Performing Arts. Why is it so important to have art festivals like this continuing?
Well, the one in Stratford, of course, is one of the oldest in the country and has been continuous since 1927, except for the pandemic. It would even was held during the World Wars, and it is a fabulous chance for a community to come together. And it's traditionally in the spring, so it's wonderful for people to actually be getting out. We tend to cocoon a bit in Stratford, as you know, during the winter months and on cold days like today.
Oh, exactly. And again, Rod, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you. We'll pass along the details of the upcoming benefit concert and, of course, with the Kiwanis Festival of the Performing Arts Stratford for the big gala showcase that'll be coming up. But, Rod, just before we let you go, of course, we've chatted with John Kastner with Stratford Perth Museum, who is so thrilled to have you with the museum with the Wingfield Cycle or the Wingfield Series. You performed it in its entirety. What was it like for you? We know the crowds loved it. Great reviews. What was it like for you?
Terrifying. but I'm glad I did it, and I'm glad that all seven shows survived somehow in my memory. And it's a beautiful, beautiful venue to do it in, and the Stratford Perth Museum outdoor theater. And I look forward to doing it again.
All right. Well, fantastic. So congratulations on this, Rod. That was fantastic. So again, Stratford Kiwanis Festival of the Performing Arts Family Treasures 2023 Benefit Concert with Rod Beattie singing. It is not to be missed.
Thank you, Jamie. You're really good at this.
Thanks so much, Rod. Thank you so much. And good luck with the showcase coming up. All the best, Rod.
Thanks, Rod.